Did you know there's an ATA senior master teaching sword cutting at his own school? Let's see what it's all about today as we go beyond the belt with the ATA Nation podcast. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, instructors, students, parents, grandparents of ATA Nation, welcome back to the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode 123. 123. Can you believe it? 123 episodes. I am your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden. We've got a lot of great stuff coming. And if you have not checked it out yet, you need to go over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, the ATA Nation podcast channel on YouTube. You need to subscribe there. As we start doing more video recordings of our interviews, we're releasing those on YouTube. So some of you might be YouTube people over podcasting people. Maybe you want both. Doesn't matter to me. We just want to get you the content. So make sure you go over there and subscribe. We would love to, you know, boost up some subscriber numbers out there in ATA Nation. That would be awesome. Also, make sure you're subscribing on your favorite podcast player. Now, today's episode is an interview with Senior Master Pino from Las Vegas. And this interview was recorded while we were in Arizona for the World Championships and his new mastership. He just got his birthday, all kinds of cool stuff. But we've waited on releasing this. We had some other things come up first that we needed to get out. But today's episode is really cool, talking about the Gumdo program and something really unique that Senior Master Pino is doing. So I'm going to let you listen to that right now.
Special guest interview.
So we have with us here today, newly minted Senior Master Pino. How's it going, sir?
Doing well, sir. Thank you so much.
As we're recording this, it's World Championships. It's been a big weekend for you. You've got, you had a birthday.
I had a birthday.
You got a Senior Master title.
Yes.
And you were just recently presented with your second degree in the sword program, kind of a say it for me properly.
Kumiye.
Kumiye. Okay. I always say, I see it, and I'm always man. Right. And you've been doing this for a long time, even if I'm not mistaken, before ATA brought it in as an official program that you could do with Chief Master of Money and stuff. Tell us a little bit about this traditional Korean sword.
So it's really incredible. You know, there's a lot of weapons that we had to train with in the ATA. You know, but the sword in itself was probably one of the few, if not maybe the only weapon that was designed to be a weapon, where like Bangmangi and Sanjibang, all the other ones were farming tools originally, and then, you know, they had to be adapted to protect themselves.
Yes, sir.
So there's obviously a long, rich history with the sword. And what's great is it just goes, you know, we're talking about beyond the belt, like beyond the weapon in a sense, because you really can, with the sword program, with Kumiye, ATA Gumdo, you get to really hone in the essence and the etiquette and the intricacies of how to hold the sword, how to do techniques properly, just no different from learning how to punch properly, kick properly, foot position, joint position. It's no different with the sword. And sometimes it gets overlooked and then people don't arrive to the results they want. And it's just because they're missing that piece of education to increase their technique.
And this is, I'm going to backpedal a little bit. You have a pretty rich history in martial arts. You've done more than just Songnam Taekwondo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I've done dominantly Songnam Taekwondo, but I've also dabbled a little bit in Jeet Kune Do under Chief Master Ramundi. A lot of people might not know, but he's under a direct lineage with
Bruce Lee, right?
Yes, Bruce Lee and Bruce Lee's right-hand man, which is, I don't know why I'm spacing on the name right now. It'll come to me. But Bruce Lee's right-hand man was Chief Master Ramundi's instructor.
Okay.
So that guy was basically like a Bruce Lee number two.
That's insane.
Ted Wong. Ted Wong is his name.
Ted Wong. Okay. Well, that way credit is due.
Yeah.
So you have this history with martial arts. You've got this. I know for me, when I look at Gumdo and I heard somebody, I think it was Chief Master Ramundi, describe this as, a lot of times, our first degrees going and doing the Gumdo form is a lot like bringing a white belt off the floor and teaching them Shimjun. Yeah. It is unlike a single Songjimang form or something like that. Gumdo is really so much more detailed in its practical application and just the way you hold things and swing things and make that perfect sound when you do it. You now, because of this program, have opened up a school that has this in it. You have a traditional martial arts school, a traditional Songam school, yes. But you're able to do this as well. What's that like as a class?
Oh man, it's awesome. It's so cool because currently I have about 8 or 9 students and they are all black belts in Songam Taekwondo, mm-hmm. but they are currently green belt in Aite Gumdo or Kumiye. That's the third belt in the system.
Okay. How many belts are there?
There's 9 belts.
And it's 9 belts,
very similar to
different color
flow. So okay. It goes white, yellow, green, blue, purple, brown, red, and black.
Okay.
So very similar, but a little different. And the testings are a little bit longer from progressing into the next rank and stuff like that.
Okay. And so I know this is ATA has had the ATA Gumdo program now for, 2 or 3 years?
I want to say about 3 years.
I was going to say it's about 3 years. And it's opened up, if I'm not mistaken, like all black belts, I think, now can take it.
Yeah.
You got to be a certain age. Chief Master Ramonde teaches that virtually. There's curriculum online.
Yes.
If I'm an individual who, like, you know, I watched The Last Samurai, I want to just be a sword person, what am I getting, you know, in this that I'm not getting from just my regular class?
That's a great question. What's great with that question is, I think right now everyone's only seeing one layer to the many layers that's available with this program. At first glance, we all know it's a sword. You can learn a sword form, and then you get very good at that, and you learn some techniques, maybe some basics. But that is just one layer, where in this program and in Kumiye, there is sword forms. There is sword one steps with the wood sword, so learn that practical application, proper distance and timing. There's archery, which is another whole new thing, which is incredible. There's sword sparring with padded swords and a full different little set of sparring gear that looks like armor.
The sparring gear they demoed at, I don't know, probably a national somewhere, whatever, and it was the coolest looking sparring gear I think you could ever have.
It looks pretty dope.
You are a samurai at that point.
Yeah, I love it. I haven't got my set yet, but I'm like, oh, I'm going to get that soon. And then the mat cutting. So having a live sword, a real sword that's sharp, and you do mat cutting. And there's different levels with that, with one mat, two mats, combination cutting. So there's so many layers to this. And each little piece, like just like we do in Taekwondo, where you can train in forms, you can train in weapons, you can train in sparring. This sword martial arts system has the same thing. And the goal with ATA Gumdo and Kumiye is to create a well-balanced sword practitioner.
Okay. So would you recommend, who do you recommend the Gumdo program to? Or even, like, I personally am interested in, you know, you now have gone through the steps to be able to teach this, certified to be able to do it. They've got their own way of doing that. Because can you explain a little bit about the tie between ATA Gumdo and this outside organization that is kind of facilitating this curriculum?
Sure. So Chief Master Ramundi, we know, is a Chief Master 8-degree black belt in Songam Taekwondo. And for many, many years, he has been he just recently received his mastership in Kumiye. And he has been a sword practitioner in that organization for many, many years. And what's special is we have this partnership now where, hey, we see that there's a bunch of people that really enjoy sword and want to get deeper into the sword. So the ATA Gumdo program was created, and it's like an extension of the Songam Taekwondo training, to where if you're an ATA student, you can learn ATA Gumdo and then do the entire system. And if you earn your first degree black belt, then from that point, Chief Master Ramundi and Grandmaster Jang, who's the Grandmaster of Kumiye, will together watch your development and help you achieve instructorship if that's what you want, and moving up to the next degrees of black belt, and then who knows if you want to be a master in Kumite. So then they govern from that point on.
Yeah. Yeah, and some people will want to just continue to do it as a student because they love the, but you've gone on and you want to teach this in your school.
100%.
What's that? Me as a school owner, as a licensee, I think, marketing wise, that seems like an interesting thing. You get a much different demographic coming in, or are you trying to do it just with your own Taekwondo students?
That's a great question. So right now, the first wave was I started with my people,
mm-hmm.
and it's been growing. And then the second wave is I'm going to start to do some digital marketing for it. And just to test it out.
Yeah. See how that goes.
Right. And then, I know there's at the moment, I'm just kind of pulling from the ATA student base or the ATA Las Vegas base. But I know there's non-ATA practicing people that live in my city that might want to do swords. Yeah. So I just got to get them the message and then take it from there.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much like, you go, all those cosplay guys want to come and learn their sword. I mean, real that way.
Absolutely. And you know what's cool too is what's great about this sword is that it's also appealing to people who may be having they can't perhaps kick or punch mm-hmm. at the caliber that they would prefer, but you know what, I can get really good at this because this doesn't require a lot of stress on the
knees,
on the arms, but it's just a different finesse, a different technique, and that's great for people.
Well, I've done a little bit and I'm not sure about the stress on the knee with that. But I understand there is definitely something, and to a certain age demographic even, that might have done martial arts when they were younger, and now they're thinking about like, hey, I might not be able to be sparring regularly, just like kind of how Combat Bang Mangi has really activated a demographic. I see that now.
Tell me,
if you look at your crystal ball, will we be seeing tournament competition at some point? I mean, I don't know.
The answer is yes. That is in development, and Chief Master Ramundi and myself and a few others, dominantly Chief Master Ramundi, he's the boss, but that's his goal, is to maybe next year to have some sort of exhibition tournament where we can have a cutting tournament or a forms tournament or a archery tournament. So we know that if the audience can see it live, they're going to be like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But this is what it is. Like, oh yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh yeah. I got to, where were we at? Little Rock at headquarters. We did archery out at the building. I don't know what event that was.
I was jealous. I couldn't.
But yeah, I got to do it there and it was a blast. It's, you got to, are you guys going to start riding horses and shooting?
So that's great to say that. Fun fact is the Koreans have been number one in archery. Well, it's a huge part of their history in their world history. And they've been the number one archers for generations.
Really?
In the Olympics, the female Korean archery team has not lost since the beginning of the Olympics, since 1980, whatever, not lost.
Really?
Just the female team. I don't know about the men team, but
the females are killing.
Koreans are the best archers in the world.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So we got something really special.
Yeah, no kidding. And one of the things that I think intrigues a lot of people who love Gumdo as a weapon is just that it's something about the history of Gumdo, of swords, that is just such a neat thing to see. You know, like people like nunchucks, but they like nunchucks because of Ninja Turtles or a video of Bruce Lee whatnot. But Gumdo, has swords just have this rich history that is so neat to kind of step into.
Right. Yeah. And you said it. I mean, it's got such a it's been around forever.
You know?
It's just such an ancient weapon. And, whether it's Japanese sword methodology or Chinese sword methodology, they're all important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all the best of the best of the best. And we're just so special and privileged to have a Korean system and a Korean methodology that's available to us, because the Korean sword training has been around. There's other Korean sword organizations that have been around for just, 40 years or 30 years. And some schools in Korea that's their PE, just sword, a Korean sword. That's what they got to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so neat. If you guys haven't watched one of the testings at one of the national events, they are super neat to watch. I just watched them. I mean, I was watching them when they were starting. So it was mostly forms that you were watching and the back and forth. But I saw a video of this one and you got mat cutting.
Yes.
Was archery at this one?
We did do archery at this one. So this was, that was a big one we wanted to do. We did like an archery, like exhibition practice. So everyone can get that training and experience. No one was tested on it that day, but we want everyone to get some training.
Yeah.
To feel it.
So yeah. And it's interesting. I don't do archery in any way, except for like once a year, some camp thing we do, but, the arrow is on the opposite side of what it usually is for a American regular, isn't it? Yeah. I believe it's on the opposite side of how.
On the outside.
Yeah, that's different than.
I'm a lefty, so I shoot it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a lefty, and I can't shoot left, so I don't know which one I would be.
And you don't pinch it with your fingers. You do what's called a thumb grip, and it's like a Mongolian style of holding the arrow, because in those ancient times with war, and like you mentioned, horseback, that's a big deal, because they had to hold it that way in order to be able to be on the horse and having that turbulence, and then you point and shoot. There's no aiming. You just point and shoot, point and shoot. So the thumb grip allows you to just keep the arrow pressed against the bow and the string.
Wow. It's one of those things I started, I'm a big guy with the FOMO. I don't like anything going on that I haven't get to try or whatever. And I started in the Gumdo program and I thought it was fantastic and I just can't make time for it right now. There's just 1,000 other things, but I keep watching your guys' stuff and I just keep thinking, oh man, one of these days when I get, when I get some more time, maybe my kids get a little older, I'd love to jump back in. And I think it's so cool that there are going to be these ATA schools that have these programs that you'll be able to take and do as your own, your own curriculum.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's really been a blast. And I love Sangam. We both love Sangam Taekwondo. And, there hasn't been another martial arts system that I've fallen in love with until I saw Kumuye and ATA Gumdo. So, it's just, I'm still growing and getting better just like anybody else, but it is really special. And there's a cool opportunity for people to have this other extension within their academies if they wish to pursue being an instructor. And it's such a cool balance, man. It really is.
It is. It is a neat thing. People can definitely check it out. I know your school has some social media I always stay up on so I can see how your program is going over there. If anybody's interested, they can go on atamartialarts.com. And I think there's a section right on there for the ATA Gumdo program to watch or to get enrolled in that. Talk to your instructors, obviously. If other people have questions, I'm sure they can reach out to you online.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the senior mastership. Real quick.
Yeah.
How'd that feel, senior master this week?
Oh. That was pretty incredible, pretty surreal, to be honest. I mean, I don't know if anything's going to feel quite like earning your first mastership, because that is just such a deep, special thing. But wow, it's just things go by so fast.
They do.
And I'm just like, I'm here. Like, I'm like, this is happening right now. Like, I'm not ready yet in my brain. You know what I mean? But I guess, the higher ups, they said, no, you're ready. Go give that opportunity. So I'm just so grateful for the opportunity and to be my best self in representing the organization in Sangam Taekwondo.
Well, I think it's well-deserved. Excellent martial artist. Thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Senior Master Pino for his time. He's doing some amazing things. Make sure you check that out online. Now, we've got upcoming events. I don't know if you guys have seen, but tournament season it's cooking. Okay? We've got things everywhere, all over the country. Let's look at some of the A tournament events in September. September 6th and 7th, so this coming weekend, there is an event in Missouri. There is a Class A in Allen, Texas on September 13th and 14th. On September 14th, you can also come visit me in wonderful South Bend, Indiana. Senior Master Berkey is hosting, and I will be at that event. Evansville, September 21st, Chief Master Bryce has got the A tournament there. They're also having the athlete development after that, so make sure you check that out. Great event there as well. in Arizona, September 27th and 28th, a Class A tournament, and then a Class A in McCook, Illinois, September 28th. Those are all the A's going on in just September. Can you believe it, guys? And then B tournaments, it's September 7th in, I believe that's Louisiana, September the 7th in California, September 14th in California, September 21st in Maryland, September 21st in Oregon, September 21st in Florida, September 27th and 28th in North Carolina, and in Tennessee, September 28th. So, guys, if you're not at a tournament in September, are you even training? I mean, what's going on? You got to be at a tournament in September. That seems to be the deal. Also, make sure you guys are checking out regional camps. I know this is the time of year we've got a lot of regional camps coming up. I know Kansas has their regional camp coming up this month. And then October is when my region has theirs. October 4th and 5th is awesome. Arizona's got theirs that same weekend. And then the weekend after, California does. So I would highly encourage, if you have not looked into attending one of your regional camps, you need to do that. Region 105 is this month, 102B, or we call it East, next month in October, 118 in October, 107 in October, 102A in November. So check those out as well. Those are all listed on the ATA's website. Make sure you check it out. Okay, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Here's what I need from you. I need you to send me who you think is going beyond the belt. Who out there do you want to hear from? We want to tell stories of people who are going beyond the belt. So send us a DM on Instagram, in the Facebook group, wherever. You come see me in a tournament. Who would you like to hear from that we can highlight who is a champion beyond the belt? Awesome. Okay, guys, until next time, make sure you're out there going beyond the belt.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Guys, I got a BHAG. Have you heard this term, BHAG? Big, hairy, audacious goal. Now that we're putting some stuff on YouTube, we need couple thousand YouTube subscribers. Don't you think we could do that in ATA Nation? I don't even care if you're a YouTube person, which, I mean, who isn't these days? I actually only go on YouTube to like look up how to fix things. But YouTube, if you're a YouTube person or just even have a YouTube account, go over to our ATA Nation podcast YouTube page and click the subscribe button. We'd really appreciate it. And if you haven't subscribed on your favorite podcasting app, would you do that as well? It helps us out. We got big things coming. We'll see you soon.